Message number 888. God the Father fear you those who stand up and curse my son. Sunday, August 25, 2013. My dearest daughter, I am to bequeath a great gift upon the world because of this my most holy mission. I am going to save 200 million souls without hesitation, irrespective of how much they offend me, and I will do this next week because of the suffering associated with this mission. My act of intervention is because of your request, my daughter, and I will continue to grant great gifts as this mission continues. Those who love me will endure with patience the persecution they face and will continue to endure because this is my desire. Those who persecute you, my dear little one, because you continue to proclaim the holy word of my son, must know this. If you demonize my son, I will punish you. If you demonize his most holy word and then say that you are a child of God, I will cast you into the wilderness. Nothing will prevent my prophet from completing this mission. Nothing. Try as you will fail, for you will be fighting a war which you will never win. My almighty power cannot be touched, tampered with, or challenged. Challenge my divine intervention to save the world and you will feel my wrath. You will be destroyed. Fear you those who stand up and curse my son. Your pride and your disobedience will be your downfall. I have warned through the prophets of old the consequences of ignoring my voice. I now move forward to finalize the beginning of the final onslaught upon humanity. I have permitted the final battle to take place. I have given the evil one the last chance to infest those who are drawn to him. I do this so that by the mercy of my son, souls will defy the beast. They will do this because of their loyalty to my son. Those who do not know me or my son will be given great graces so that they will accept salvation. All salvation is by the power of my mercy. Only those stubborn, hardened hearts will remain loyal to the beast. I will pull all the others towards me. I will ensure that every chance will be given to every soul so that they can redeem themselves before my son before the final day. This final mission has been created in heaven since the beginning. All the angels and saints work in union to bring all of my children back to me, their beloved Father. The final journey is now. All who walk with my son stay close to him at this time. You will not be able to endure this painful journey unless you listen to what he tells you. Do not be swayed by those who will work day and night to force you to turn your back. If you allow this to happen, you will find it very difficult to pick yourself up again. You are nothing without my son. You are nothing without me. Until you surrender all and follow the truth, you will never find it. Attempt to prevent the truth from being given to the world by me, your Creator, and I will strike you down, and your weeping will be of no consolation. I will cast the proud and arrogant who believe that they know more than me into the wilderness. You will not succeed when you defy my word and deny my presence when I try to save you. Ungrateful men, you have little time left. By listening to me, you can come to me, but you can only do this when you crawl on your face and fall in humility before my son. My mission has reached a very dangerous phase, as every effort will be made by those who are my enemies to tear it apart. This may seem to happen, but know that those enemies of mine have very little time, and soon when my patience has been expended they will be no more, for they will never see my face. Your Father. God the Most High.